There were two brothers named Grimm.
One ugly motherfucker.
Thank you. Welcome back, punk brothers and sisters. You're tuned into the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. It is the getting past the first week of March 2023. It's me, the DD Grimm, and
the Mad Axe. And I understand later in the month, just to prep you for more, because I know you always want to know what's coming up. We'll have some COVID tunes.
Yeah,
well, 3 years ago this month.
We can't go through the month of March without mentioning COVID and this three-year anniversary. Woo! I'm glad that shit's on the back burner, and actually more people are believing the conspiracy theories and whatnot.
And I guess if not for COVID, maybe we aren't doing this show, right?
Zoom.
We would have never been on the old Zoom, so we would have been trying to maybe call each other, trying to figure out another way, but pretty convenient with the old Zoom.
Regardless, I have my tinfoil hat on, as usual, so I don't get any of those fucking brutal rays. The Bros Grimm shredding through the apocalypse, whether it's COVID or snowstorms or fucking whatever. We're getting into March, and we started out with a bunch of brand new ones again, or late 2022 licks. I'm just like, I'm a broken record the past three or four episodes. Just late 2022. You just heard, or starting the show off, was Nuke Lickers from Berlin. They did Whispers from the Grave off of Total Disnukers. They're split with Dispose, and that is wonderful, man. Go check that out over at Bandcamp. Chalk after that from Chicago did Alienated off of Resentment, and Wanted from Salem, Massachusetts after that did Psychosis off of their demo 2022. I heard that over at Al Quint's Sonic Overload a while back, and so I emailed him like, I need this band, because if you try to, this is one of those band names, if you try to search Wanted Punk Band, it's a killer, man. So he gave me the guy's email, and Al put their stuff up on YouTube. So that's, he's like, oh, well, here's the link to YouTube. And I'm like, basically like, hey, I got to rogue this off the internet somehow. Let's, you know, admit that the music library would be pretty damn long if you could just take shit right off of YouTube, like easy as can be. But anyways, great fucking band from Salem, Massachusetts, Wanted. And a Tomsky Rat from Serbia closed that first set out with one I'm going to translate to Down There off of Necro Son.
Always clutch when we do the translations ahead of the episodes.
Yeah. Honestly.
Remember, punkers, we air on Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Punk Rock Demonstration. That is punkrockdemo.com. And Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. Cali time on the old Ripper Radio. So go check those out and support.
Honestly, dude, badass places to find the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. And nothing special this episode, just a bunch of shredders and ragers. I don't know if we got a set of...
Yeah, I don't know if we have a theme this episode.
No, we're just...
Like I said, we'll have a COVID theme coming up for you. Maybe a Grimm theme. I'm excited about that. I see a couple Grimm blocks. I swear to God, my head almost exploded when I saw the amount of punk songs that have Grimm in the title or in the band
title. That's a pretty extensive list there. And, you know, other than just a bunch of newer stuff, semi-newer stuff, relatively new stuff, you know, whatever. But here's one from 2018, Whisker Biscuit. This band absolutely fucking shreds. I'm forgetting where they're from.
You already knew about this band, and typically you do know about bands, but
yeah,
man, when I discovered this one, it was worth a text to the old Accidents group. I was like, with the my head is gonna explode emoji.
Yep, and Whisker Biscuit, find it over at Bandcamp. This is from 2018, Violence Initiated off of Kill for Beer. And I don't care about the happens in your family's world.
love you, fat man. Commodities, stop our knees, we try and understand. Commodities, oh commodities, we love you, fat man. We try to understand. Commodities, oh commodities, we love you, fat man. Standing in the arm, watch out, that's more. Lying all the while, he's hit by dial. We love you, fat man. Commodities, the commodities, we try and understand. Commodities, the commodities, we love you, fat man. Products on TV, they are buying me, eating all I see. I will eat TV.
This has got to be the stupidest bear in the world.
Welcome back to the Brothers Grimm Punkcast, shredding along as usual. If you want to go check out the set list each and every week, episode, whatever, of the Bros Grimm, go over to brothersgrimmpunkcast.blogspot.com. Give you a link to the archive, and we're over on iTunes Podcasts and Google Podcasts as well. You know the drill, folks. If you can't find the Bros Grimm, there's something wrong with you, and definitely something wrong with your smart device.
And go check out those YouTube playlists. We're going to beat it into your head each and every episode. Some good stuff over there.
Yep. YouTubes. That's us banging lately, our channel.
But we will not give in to the Zoom account or the YouTube Music Premium or the... We will not do it.
I often wonder if it's worth it because I'm like the YouTube master and you know, it's like, oh, you can download the videos if you pay like $12 a month. And I wonder if you actually download the videos if it's like iTunes where it's like protected and encrypted. You can literally do nothing but download it to your device and use it for watching later, which would make no sense. But if you know the answer to that out there in internet punk land, let us know, because if you can just download shit for the premium price, it might be worth it.
Yeah, we thought you could download the MP3, right? Like, hear a cool song, you download the MP3, but it turns out the download feature is just, you know, you can listen to it.
You can only use, like iTunes, you can only use an Apple device to even fucking remotely paste, copy and paste it or whatever. But I wonder if you can actually use the download if you can download it with the premium thing.
We're not sure what the $12.99 a month would actually get you. I mean, is it just to not listen to a commercial? And in the long list of businesses and organizations that will not sponsor the Brothers Grimm Punk Show, you can add YouTube to that list this week. Fuck.
Indeed, you can.
I mean, we love YouTube, but we just don't get the YouTube premium.
Nope. Well, what'd you just hear? You just heard High Time. They did To Spoil off of their demo 2010. The Septic Psychos before that did Noise Ain't Dead off of Rotten and Rancid from 2010 as well. Death Piggy before that did Fat Man / Nympho. That was a double shot right there off of Studio Sessions 1984-1985. And Death Piggy, I'm forgetting the name of the front guy that was basically essentially started Gwar. So if you haven't gone over and check out that documentary, like I've mentioned a few times past month or whatever it's been, go check that out. Good shit. That was some old Death Piggy from 1985. Deathfall before that did Seize the Day, a very good hardcore punk band from San Francisco there, did Seize the Day off of Keep Telling Yourself It's Okay from 2006, and Whisker Biscuit from Ontario, I looked it up where they're from, did Violence Initiated to start one out, and that has another badass album cover that's featured over at the Blogspot, so go check it out, find them over at Bandcamp.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite things. Like we've said before, the album covers are just so great. So many good ones. Lots of skulls, skulls and punk rock.
I try to stick to the skull theme as much as possible.
Little overused, but I guess that's kind of hypocritical because some of the Brothers Grimm Punkcast logos have skulls. But anyways,
you can tell what I like, huh? Anyway, let's get into some more of this new stuff from late 2022. Broken Record, late 2022. This is War Child. They're going to do Boot Prints of War off of A Question for Today, Not Tomorrow.
To that. We'll be right back.
Why?
Yep, shredding through the apocalypse over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast with this new shit. Can't go wrong, man. I'm telling you. I've already found over 100, like 114, 115, 120 freaking releases already in 2023. So we got a lot coming down the pike over here at the Brothers Grimm.
Better start working on that best of 2023 like next week.
Yeah, no, there's already like 15 songs or 20 songs in that folder. Best of 2023.
Nice.
That was a brand new one, 2023, you just heard right there. Die Period did Hellacious off their demo too, and I don't know where Die Period is from. They're one of those bands on Bandcamp that do not put their hometown, so it's probably easily findable if I go on Facebook, which I just don't want to do.
Do you think they like to say the period, or
it's that's how the band is that's how the band name is. That's, I mean, it's actually pretty cool if they do pronounce the period die period, right?
I just, yeah, I mean, I just wondered. That's,
I think that's how I would pronounce it if I had my name written like that. And that's great, dude. That's fucking great title for, or name for a band. Total Serial before that from the City of Dis, Salt Lake City. Heard from that last week. That was Choose Violence from their demo. Ecstasy from Argentina did something translated to Stunned off of Era Total. Baptized in Mud before that from Austria did Bite Back off of Acid Vacation. That was a slamming hit. I mean, hit. That was a slamming song right there. That was good shit. And War Child started that one out. They are also another one of those bands that I have no idea where they're from, but that's a new one from them. Newer one.
Hey, all these are hits in our mind, right?
For real.
And probably in the band's minds as well.
Oh, and if you are in one of these new bands, please send us something over here to the Bros Grimm, brothersgrimmpunk@gmail.com. Might as well keep going with some of this. Might as well keep going with newer stuff or semi-new stuff from 2022. This is Phagocyte from Boston. They're going to do Rat Thing off their Rat Thing demo.
I do not want. fuck you. That's what they all say. Fuck you. Well, I ain't gonna save you.
Brothers Grimm podcast, winding it down over here and raging along, man, with these fucking sweet punk rock tunes. I was doing a bunch of YouTubing on the whole interface because that's something we need for this recording situation. And I went from like, oh, we need an interface with this, that, and that for you know, to stop the latency issue. And now I'm so fucking confused that I think I had it figured out now, but I think I don't anymore.
Yeah, I didn't even know what latency was about a month ago. Put it that way. But I sure as hell knew what it was once I tried to plug my guitar directly into GarageBand. Then I knew what latency was.
Yeah, and that took me down this whole rabbit hole. So apparently there's a, I forget what it's called, Jack Trip, something. I don't know, but they have this cloud that you can basically get on, and the latency's down to like 0.3 milliseconds or something crazy, and you can actually have a, if your band has this crazy, if you buy this little interface device that they have for, I think it's probably $600-700, and then you, or it might be cheaper than that, but then you have to get a subscription to the cloud thing, and it's literally like $1,000 for each band member. So it's not in a punk budget as most things in life.
One thing that I've concluded after trying to do the old home recording is it's probably easiest just to, you know, be in a band, jam, and then record in the studio. But everyone lives in a different
get with the times, bro. or like you just do what Jeff did from Loopy Scoop, just do it yourself. You don't have to rely on anybody. Yep, winding it down. You just heard one from 2014. That last song you just heard was Knock Off. They did 18 Till I Die. That's definitely up my alley. Off of Same Shit, Different City. And then we heard all 2022 licks before that. Flux from Indonesia did Expectation off their demo 2022. Liver Values from Iniquity Recordings Germany did Just a Fool off of Blind Anger. Endless Boar from Australia before that did Notifiable Incident from Drive Not Detected. And Phagocyte started that one out with the Rip Banger Rat Thing. Let's do one more set and shred, get into a couple classics here in this set. This is The Fiend from 1984. They're going to do Fires of Hell off of standalone EP.
What you meant getting high.
Bye. joust.
Yeah, all right.
Be there.
No, you be there.
You shut up, you little punk. Get your friend out of here.
Let's wrap it up over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast and get the hell out of here.
And remember to head over to the old Instagram and give old Punkbot138 a visit. That's at Punkbot138. The most punkest robot around, I think, right? And
definitely the punkest robot around.
This robot will tag all kinds of awesome punk rock bands and tell you what, you know, what's on the show every week. You follow him, or, you know, he'll do something terrible to your computer.
Yeah, and thanks to Ripper Radio, Brian Durth over there, for giving us the artwork for Punkbot 138. That's good shit if you see the profile picture for Punkbot, you know, banging. Regardless, oh, we have the Mad Axe's new outro song coming up at the end of the show again. Maybe, you know.
Are you gonna have 12 seconds left?
we might have 12 seconds. We might not to play that.
That's some prime real estate there. So yeah. Don't go wasting it.
12 seconds, right? You just heard a classic right there. That was Attack from 1982. Did Murder in the Subway off the release of the same name. Disclone before that did one from 2017. Scarred for Life. That's definitely me. Scarred for Life from all the weather. And that's Gavin wanted everybody to use their electricity and go to electric cars and shit. And the infrastructure, it just barely snows or rains and people lose all their power here.
Yeah, but as the old Matador would say, bring back Arnie, right? Bring back good old Arnold to run the most powerful state in the union.
Yeah, bring back Arnie so we can bring back, what was it, the Hummers? Everybody's all pissed because he's driving around Hummers. That'd be fucking great instead of electric cars. Good old Guttermouth before Disclone did one from 1997. Loved Musical Monkey. Fuck, can't get enough of that album. I don't care how many years go by. That was SDFB and Barbecue Chickens before that. That fucking band rocks. Did Keep It Real off of Indie Rock Strikes Back from 2001. And UK's The Fiend did a classic to start it out. As usual over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast, let's cool it down and close it out with a brand new one. It's not really cooling it down, but This is Deoxy from Utah. They're going to do Stop the Hate. Brand new. Get it over at Bandcamp. That's one of those legendary set or playlists that Matt Axe made over at our YouTube channel.
So yeah, go check out Punk Haters over at YouTube. The YouTube playlists are rocking.
Fucking way rocking.
And we just talked about nothing for an hour, so. Which is what we do each and every week.
Yep. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your support. Till next time.
Anarchy.
How's that working out for you?
Another Awful Brothers Grimm.